Heading, the consecrated physician and the missionary nurse. Subheading, Christian physicians and nurses. The Lord has ordained that Christian physicians and nurses shall labor in connection with those who preach the word. The medical missionary work is to be bound up with the gospel ministry. Medical Ministry, page 240, 1908. Subheading, Luke, an example. In our work today, the ministry of the word and medical missionary work are to be combined. Luke is called the beloved physician. Paul heard of his skill as a physician, and he sought him out as one to whom the Lord had entrusted a special work. He secured his cooperation in his work. After a time, he left them at Philippi. Here Luke continued to labor for several years, doing double service as a physician and a gospel minister. He was indeed a medical missionary. He did his part, and then besought the Lord to let his healing power rest upon the afflicted ones. His medical skill opened the way for the gospel message to find access to hearts. It opened many doors for him, giving him opportunity to preach the gospel among the heathen. It is the divine plan that we shall work as the disciples worked. Connected with the divine healer, we may do great good in the world. The gospel is the only antidote for sin. As Christ's witnesses, we are able to bear testimony to its power. We are to bring the afflicted ones to the Savior. His transforming grace and miracle-working power will win many souls to the truth. His healing power, united with the gospel message, will bring success in emergencies. The Holy Spirit will work upon hearts, and we shall see the salvation of God. In a special sense, the healing of the sick is our work. The lapse of time has wrought no change in Christ's parting promise. He is with us today, as he was with the disciples, and he will be with us unto the end. Christ ordained that a succession of men should proclaim the gospel, deriving their authority from him, the great teacher. Letter 134, 1903. Subheading, Public Lectures by Physicians. One who is a physician and a religious teacher will find a work to do that will result in the salvation of souls. The form of sound words and religious teaching, sustained by a Thus Saith the Lord, will have a saving influence. A physician can so express himself that he will be invited to speak before various companies and will be received. As a teacher, a physician can watch as opportunities for the word of God is to go freely. Letter 4, 1910. Subheading, Singular Opportunities of Missionary Nurses. In every place where the truth is presented, earnest effort should be made from the first to preach the gospel to the poor and to heal the sick. This work, faithfully done, will add to the church many souls of such as shall be saved. Those who engage in house-to-house labor will find opportunities for ministry in many lines. They should pray for the sick and should do all in their power to relieve them of suffering. They should work among the lowly, the poor, and the oppressed. We should pray for and with the helpless ones who have not strength of will to control the appetites the passion has degraded. Earnest, persevering effort must be made for the salvation of those in whose hearts and interest is awakened. Many can be reached only through acts of disinterested kindness. Their physical wants must first be relieved. As they see evidence of our unselfish love, it will be easier for them to believe in the love of Christ. Missionary nurses are best qualified for this work, but others should be connected with them. These, although not specially educated and trained in nursing, can learn from their fellow workers the best manner of labor. Testimonies, Volume 6, pages 83, 84, 1900. Subheading, Reaching the Higher Classes. Physicians whose professional abilities are above those of the common worker should be engaged in the service of God in large cities. They should seek to reach the higher classes. Medical missionaries who labor in evangelistic lines are doing a work of as high an order as are their ministerial fellow laborers. This kind of medical work, combined with ministerial work, is not to be limited to the poorer classes. The higher classes have been strangely passed by. In the higher walks of life will be found many who will respond to the truth because it is consistent, bearing the stamp of the high character of the gospel. Not a few men of ability will enter energetically into the work. Using their God-given talents, they will be producers as well as consumers. The faithful physician and the minister are engaged in the same work. They should work in complete harmony. They are to counsel together. By their unity, they will bear witness that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world to save all who will believe in him as their personal Savior. Manuscript 79, 1900. Subheading, Spiritual Ministry of Physician. The work of the true medical missionary is largely a spiritual work. It includes prayer and the laying on of hands. He therefore should be as sacredly set apart for his work as is the minister of the gospel. Those who are selected to act the part of missionary physicians are to be set apart as such. This will strengthen them against the temptation to withdraw from the sanitarium work to engage in private practice. No selfish motive should be allowed to draw the worker from his post of duty. We're living in a time of solemn responsibilities, a time when consecrated work is to be done. Let us seek the Lord diligently and understandingly. Manuscript 5, 1908.